NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is strongly defending the Fed's decision to pump $600 billion into the U.S. economy, saying the move is essential to bringing down unemployment.
Although I expect that growth will pick up and unemployment will decline somewhat next year, we cannot rule out the possibility that unemployment might rise further in the near term, creating added risks to the recovery.
Bernanke is also criticizing China and other emerging markets, saying their currency policies are causing their economies to overheat while hindering the recovery in the U.S. and other wealthy nations. The result is what he called a two-speed global recovery.
The essential challenge for policymakers around the world is to work together to achieve a mutually beneficial outcome, namely a robust global expansion that is balanced, sustainable, and less prone to crises.
Bernanke speaking this morning at a European Central Bank conference in Frankfurt. President Obama has arrived in Portugal for a NATO summit and a brief meeting with the leaders of the European Union. NPR's Ari Shapiro says a key focus will be on winding down NATO's combat operations in Afghanistan.
Many Americans don't realize that almost a third of the troops on the ground in Afghanistan are not American. And so the allies that are here at NATO are a key part of the mission in Afghanistan. And so President Obama's hope to begin pulling troops out by 2011 and hand over control of Afghanistan to the Afghans in 2014 is something that he needs the cooperation of the NATO countries that are here today to accomplish. So there's going to be a lot of talk about the withdrawal schedule.
NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting from Lisbon. The U.S. military is now reportedly deploying armored battle tanks in Afghanistan for the first time since the war began there. The Washington Post reports the move is part of a stepped-up offensive against the Taliban. The M1 Abrams tanks will be used by U.S. Marines and allow them to stage attacks from a greater distance. The main gun on the tank can destroy a house from more than a mile away. Iran claims it has successfully tested a new air defense missile system. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the announcement came during the largest air defense drill Iran has ever conducted.
There was no independent confirmation of Iran's claims. Tehran said it built the new missiles after Russia backed out of a 2007 agreement to sell it advanced S-300 missiles. Israel and Western powers have not ruled out a military strike on Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran insists its nuclear program is exclusively for peaceful purposes. But Washington and its allies have voiced concern that Iran is secretly aiming to acquire a nuclear warhead. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
A federal judge in California hears arguments today on a motion by Toyota to dismiss hundreds of lawsuits claiming there are defects in Toyota cars that can cause sudden acceleration. Those suits have been filed since Toyota began recalling millions of vehicles to deal with the problem. This is NPR News from Washington. The full House of Representatives must now decide whether to accept the recommendation of the House Ethics Panel and censure veteran Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. NPR's Peter Overby says Rangel could face one of the sternest punishments the House can hand down.
A special ethics panel convicted him on 11 counts. They involve personal financial misconduct and abusing his power as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And last night, the full Ethics Committee recommended censure. The rules of the House provide just one tougher punishment, expulsion. If the House adopts the censure resolution, Rangel, a founder of the Congressional Black Caucus, would stand before his colleagues as his misdeeds were recited. He would also have to pay unpaid taxes from years ago. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Ireland's government appears to be easing its resistance to a bailout by the European Union, but Larry Miller reports Irish officials are balking at calls for raising that country's 12.5% tax rate on businesses.
The Irish government says it's one of the great drivers of the country's growth, but there is pressure from other Eurozone countries. A French official described the low tax rate as almost predatory. The Irish finance minister, Brian Lenihan, defends his government's economic management.
The big difficulty, of course, is that the banks grew to such a size that they became too unmanageable for the state itself. And that's why we have to consider external assistance. And I certainly don't feel a sense of shame about fighting hard for this country to ensure its financial survival.
A team from the EU and the IMF is in Dublin to determine how much Ireland needs to prop up its banking sector. It's expected to be many billions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.